So what I thought we would do now is to have the opportunity for those who would like to determine the precepts, the three refuges and the five precepts. And Brock has very kindly undertaken, I kind of volunteered, to make the formal request on everybody's behalf. Some of you have probably done this before, maybe not, but... Well, some of you have, I know some of you have. And basically, it's a very simple little ceremony. We do it in Pali. And it's something that some people do it every day, some people do it every week, some people do it just when they come to the monastery, maybe once a year even. And it's just a way of supporting oneself, establishing a commitment to do one's best, to follow these guidelines that I spoke about yesterday, to refrain from destroying living creatures, to refrain from taking what is not given, to refrain from sexual misconduct, to refrain from false and harmful speech, and to refrain from consuming intoxicating drink and drugs which lead to carelessness. And so I really encourage you to join in, and if you feel you'd rather not, you don't feel quite ready to do that, then that's absolutely fine. You could just watch. And for the Zoom people, also you can very welcome to join in and use this as an opportunity to establish yourself in the refuges, the refuge in the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, and the five precepts. It's like the basic structure that we use within our tradition to support us on our journey. So like when you plant a tree, you dig a hole in the ground, you put the plant in, and then you put a stake beside it and maybe a little tree guard around, just to kind of give it that extra possibility of growing and flourishing, growing in the right direction and flourishing. So that's how I see it, but it is totally voluntary. So if you're ready to make the formal request, Brock, on everybody's behalf, and then we can do that. We normally would have copies of the Pali and the English, but today we're just going to do it by ear, line by line.
So to start. I'll bow three times, and please join in, the Zoom people and the live folks, if you like. So bow three times. And now I'll chant the request. Mayam aye tisaranena saha pancha silani achama. Dutiyam pi mayam aye tisaranena saha pancha silani achama. Tatiyam pi mayam aye tisaranena saha pancha silani yachami.
So I'm going to recite the Namo Tassa three times, the homage to the Buddha, and then you all recite it three times, and then after that we go line by line. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato.
Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa.
Buddham Saranam Gacchami.
Buddham Saranam Gacchami.
Dhammam Saranam Gacchami.
Dhammam Saranam Gacchami.
Sangham Saranam Gacchami.
Sangham Saranam Gacchami.
Dutiyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami.
Dutiyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami.
Dutiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami.
Dutiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami.
Dutiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami.
Dutiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami.
Tatiyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami.
Tatiyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami.
Tatiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami.
Tatiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami.
Tatiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami.
Tatiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami.
Tisaranagamana nititang. And you say Ama Aye.
Ama Aye.
Okay, so now the precepts. Panatipata Varapmani Sikapadang Samadhihami.
Panapitata Varapmani Sikapadang Samadhihami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from taking the life of any living creature.
I undertake the precept to refrain from taking the life of any living creature.
Adinna dana varapmani sikapadang samadhihami.
Adinna dana varapmani sikapadang samadhihami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
Kame sumi chachara varapmani sikapadang samadhihami.
Kame sumi chachara varapmani sikapadang samadhihami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from sexual misconduct.
I undertake the precept to refrain from sexual misconduct.
Mosavada varapmani sikapadang samadhihami.
Mosavada varapmani sikapadang samadhihami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from false and harmful speech.
I undertake the precept to refrain from false and harmful speech.
This one we'll do in bits. Suramiraya.
Suramiraya.
Majapamadatana.
Majapadanatana.
Varapmani sikapadang samadhihami.
Varapmani sikapadang samadhihami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from consuming intoxicating drink and drugs which lead to carelessness.
I undertake the precept to refrain from taking drugs which lead to carelessness.
Imani panchasikapadani silena sugatinyanti silena bhoga sampada silena nibhutinyanti tasma silang visottaye. Sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
You can bow again three times.
So, very good. So I'd like to do a kind of final guided meditation, sharing the blessings of our life, of our practice, with all beings everywhere. And I'll guide us through. There's a sort of traditional way of doing it. So, as always, find yourself a comfortable sitting position, upright, alert. This is partly a kind of consideration of all beings, sharing our lives, our practice with all beings, and also a chance to acknowledge all that has enabled this particular time, this particular occasion to happen. I always like to keep in mind that these things don't just happen by themselves, and to acknowledge that I'm not going to remember everybody who's helped to make it happen, but I'd like everybody who has helped to make it happen to feel that this is something that is very much appreciated by all of us. Obviously many people involved. So we can just take a moment to establish our posture, to establish our present moment awareness, contact with the earth, a relaxed, easy, and alert and attentive posture. The head held up, shoulders relaxed, face soft. Aware of the breath as it enters and leaves. And focusing the awareness in the heart center, that's the middle of the chest. And if you want to just put your hand there for a moment, just to feel, to help get a sense of where we're focusing. And I see this as the sort of the center of where the heart is. And that as we breathe in, we bring in like heart energy, we generate heart energy in the heart. And this can be visualized like a flame, a candle that glows brighter as we breathe in and that radiates as we breathe out, that extends. So we take a little time just to generate and have a feeling for the energy of the heart as we focus there. A place of blessing, a place of beauty, peace, joy. The fruits of our practice, punya, merit, goodness. So just really allowing this energy to grow in the heart and allowing it to extend through the whole of our being. So we really allow ourselves to enjoy the benefits of having spent our time over these days contemplating the teachings, putting them into practice, cultivating a heart of generosity and goodness. May this being be well. continuing to focus in the heart, drawing in the energy from around us, the healing energy from the air around us, generating a sense of goodness in the heart, and with the out-breath extending and considering first of all of our teachers and guides, people who throughout our lives have encouraged us and supported us in wholesome ways, whether they're religious people, priests, monks, nuns, or just good people, relatives, good friends, who've reminded us of our potential, our spiritual potential, encouraged us towards that. So you can visualize them or name them with the idea of sharing the blessings of our life with them, that our practice has been for their welfare. May they be well, free from every kind of suffering, whether they're alive or no longer alive. Next, we consider our parents, whether they were wise, skillful, helpful parents, or foolish and selfish. However they were, there's a sense of an interest in giving back, sharing the blessings of our life with them. Without them, we certainly wouldn't be here. So may they also be well. May they flourish wherever they are. You can visualize them, you can name them, whatever is most meaningful, whatever works for you. May they share in the blessings of my life, my practice. We also consider our other relatives, brothers, sisters, beings that we grew up with who have shared our lives. Whatever our relationship is now, if it was good or even if it was very, very difficult, we wish them well. May they be well, free from every kind of suffering and difficulty. May they share in the blessings of my life. We consider the rich and the powerful people, the rulers of different countries of the world, the politicians, whether we like and agree with their policies or not, recognizing that they have a tremendous responsibility, tremendous power, a capacity to do great good. May they be well, may their hearts be clear and bright. May they generate the wisdom, the compassion to fulfill their responsibilities for the benefit of all. Just maybe visualizing one or two people. And if it's easier to steer away from the difficult ones, then by all means do that. Remembering that it's the people who are most difficult who probably both most need this kind of blessing. May they be well. May they be liberated from every kind of suffering, fear, anxiety, the greed for power. Bringing to mind anybody that we know who is sick, either physically unwell or mentally distressed, confused, frightened, anxious. Whether they're good friends or people that we know less well. May they too share in the blessings of our lives. May they too find benefit, a sense of inner ease that can support healing. Considering also those beings who are living in situations of conflict and violence, whether it's domestic conflict, domestic violence, or situations of war or political oppression. May they also find inner ease and balance to be able to endure the difficulty of their lives. May they be well, free from every kind of suffering. And including those living in situations of deprivation, poverty, famine, drought, homelessness. May they also in some way benefit and share in the blessings of our lives. And extending beyond the human realm to the realm of the animals, the plants, the planet itself, the oceans, the minerals, the atmosphere. Allowing this healing energy to extend, to envelop the entire planet. May our planet, our home, find balance, well-being, healing. And extending out into the universe. As far as we can imagine, the stars, the planets, the galaxies, the sun, the moon. May there be blessing for all beings everywhere, near and far, high and low, seen and unseen. May all the beings with whom we've shared this time also find benefit from our practice, and particularly those ones who have put a lot of effort, thinking, planning, organizing, enabling this time to happen. So the beings in this room and the beings at their homes participating via Zoom, may all beings be well, free from every kind of suffering. May I be well, free from every kind of suffering. I wrote out the May I Abide in Well-Being chant so I wouldn't mess up this time. So, as a final chant, we can chant this. So we'll go line by line. And we can take it quite gently. It doesn't have to be a very kind of raucous chant. It can be quite gentle and reflective. I'll go slowly. May I abide in well-being. May I abide in well-being. In freedom from affliction. In freedom from affliction. In freedom from hostility. In freedom from hostility, in freedom from ill will, in freedom from ill will, in freedom from anxiety, in freedom from anxiety, and may I maintain well-being in myself, and may I maintain well-being in myself. May everyone abide in well-being. May everyone abide in well-being. In freedom from hostility. In freedom from hostility. In freedom from ill will. in freedom from ill will, in freedom from anxiety, in freedom from anxiety, and may they maintain well-being in themselves, and may they maintain well-being in themselves. May all beings be released from all suffering. May all beings be released from all suffering. And may they not be parted from the good fortune they have attained. And may they not be parted from the good fortune they have attained. When they act upon intention, when they act upon intention, all beings are the owners of their action. All beings are the owners of their action, and inherit its results, and inherit its results. Their future is born from such action. Their future is born from such action. Companion to such action, companion to such action, and its results will be their home, and its results will be their home. All actions with intention, all actions with intention, be they skillful or harmful, be they skillful or harmful, of such acts they will be the heirs, of such acts they will be the heirs. Maybe we'll finish formally with the closing homage, and then we can finish informally in another way. So we turn to the shrine. Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddha. Oh, sorry, we'll do it in English. It's easier, isn't it? Beg your pardon. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, the Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. The teaching so completely explained by him, the teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Dhamma, I bow to the Dhamma. Sangha. Beg your pardon. Okay. We finished. So, thank you very much. It's been a very lovely opportunity to spend time together like this. I haven't learned any of your names. I feel there's lots of you I really don't know very well, other than through the whatever one picks up in a subtle way. But I hope you've all found it helpful. And that you take away things that you can just ponder. You know, sometimes with these experiences, things kind of register a few days later. And so I hope whatever registers is helpful, fruitful, encouraging for you in your lives. And just to express appreciation for the technical crew over here and the managers and Brock for pulling it all together somehow, and everybody else who's been involved in arranging it.